downtown Des Moines. It's Heather and Wicket.
It's Tuesday. I will tell you something you may not know.
I hope so.
Closest dog ophthalmologist to us here in Des Moines is in the fair city of Ames, Wicket, at the university.
Wait a minute. What time did you learn that the closest canine ophthalmologist is 45 minutes north of here?
You know, when you walk into the house after a long day and you hope to greet your dogs with them jumping all over you.
Right, yeah.
Cuddle in. Lily's eye was bleeding.
So there's two dogs. There's Mocha and there's Lily. Mocha's the favorite. Lily is the other dog.
Yeah.
And is it also what kind of dog is it?
She's a Chihuahua Rat Terrier.
Okay, so there's two Chihuahuas.
And she has allergies, so she's on allergy medication, as are you.
Yeah, I forgot my Claritin today, so I need to have the wife bring it. So do you give your dog Claritin D?
She takes something called Apoquil.
Okay, all right. But her eye was bleeding?
Yeah, and she's rubbing it apparently all day because it was a lot of pollen.
Yeah, this is the worst time of year.
So I'm like, oh, great. So we go to the emergency vet. They've got an 8-hour wait over at Blue Pearl.
What?
Yesterday must have been a big party day for the dogs out there because there were some people with their dogs that were in a way worse situation than us.
So Blue Pearl is the emergency hospital here in Des Moines.
Yeah.
And you had to go. Did you go to Ames after?
No.
Take me through the rest of this.
So we get there.
To Blue Pearl.
And every other time I've been to, I'm a frequent flyer, Wicket. I have four animals. So every other time I've been there, we've been seen right away. But not last night.
An 8-hour wait?
They had an 8-hour wait.
At the dog animal hospital?
I could see it. I could see the remnants of some of the stuff on the floor from people that ran in before, and I understood that they were busy.
Oh, man.
So,
like a triage unit when you walk in?
So they're like, well, Lily's eye, her eye itself, her vision is not at risk.
Okay.
So we're going to put you in a cone, and you can either come back later or can talk to your regular vet, but you're probably going to have to go to Ames because that's where the dog ophthalmologist is.
So the dog eye doctor is in Ames.
Yes.
The dog emergency room at an 8-hour wait here in Des Moines.
So
and you
I
got
was,
a cone on this Chihuahua.
Yeah. So I was up all night.
Have you had any sleep?
A little. Yeah. Because I almost slept through this.
Well, good. I'm glad you didn't sleep through this radio show. So is the dog in a cage at home right now?
I have texted Marcus.
Please get to the building quickly. Home.
The other three are watching her right now. We successfully wore the cone all night, though.
All right. So, that's good. That's good. Is she still bleeding?
No.
Okay.
It stopped pretty quickly.
Okay.
Because it got all watery with her.
Can you get like a dog eye patch?
I'm sure.
Have the dog walk around like a pirate or something? Or is the cone really the best thing for this?
You know, she could probably do some sort of like Machine Gun Kelly style red carpet look with some encrusted diamonds.
Okay.
I mean, he does have that new nail polish line.
Is there like a dog Slipknot mask?
Oh, better idea.
That she could wear and put over?
Well, yeah, because a mask or an eye patch are really more for the viewer and less for the person. And although she is quite feminine, Mocha is the one looking at it, and he's tough. So
she could go as Clown from Slipknot. It'd be fine.
That would be idea. Tell us something we don't know. We do it every Tuesday, 515-244-1033, or on Facebook at Laser1033.
The Laser, 515-244-1033.
Laser, good morning. Who's this?
It's Gwen. Good morning.
Gwen, where are you?
I am in West Des Moines right now.
Gwen, tell us something we don't know.
This is a tattoo fact in honor of everyone who got tattoos at the convention over the weekend.
Yeah.
Tattoos are recognized as a foreign substance. The ink is recognized as a foreign substance. So your body actually holds on to it. Your immune system, the macrophages specifically, hold on to the ink over time. And that's why they actually stay instead of going away, is they basically completely swell up your immune cells and they're full, and then they just sit there for, well, until they die, and then the other immune system cells eat the old ones, and that's kind of why they fade over time, aside from UV light, which, you know, everyone loves.
I did not know that.
I love you, Gwen. Thank you.
Thanks, Gwen.
Thank you.
Have Bye. A great day. Laser, good morning. Who's this?
Hey, this is Kim.
Kim, where are you calling from?
Des Moines.
Kim, tell us something we don't know.
Did you know that calico cats are all girls?
I did not know that.
Yes. Most of them.
I did not.
I think that it's some very high percentage. Like, I don't think it's all of them, but I think
not 100%.
Yeah, I think it's like
95.
It's really high.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Oh, to be a male calico cat. Can I say it?
No, you get.
Can I say it?
You get all the kitties.
You all around.
Plethora.
Yeah, you're dirty, Kim, and she's coming in with alliteration.
Kim, just lob that softball up right there.
Oh, wicked.
Thank
Good
you,
morning
Kim.
To you.
That's great.
What says Facebook?
Coy writes, when a cow has twins, if there is a bull calf and a heifer calf, the heifer calf is sterile 90% of the time.
Ooh, interesting.
How about that?
After you, with your comment, I was like, oh, is it a double cheeseburger? what is this punchline going to be?
515-244-1033. We want your trivia nuggets, your fun facts. Tell us something we don't know. It's also up on Facebook and Twitter, at Laser1033.
Knowledge is power. So tell us something we don't know.
Don't throw your knowledge of current events at me.
Enlighten us at 515-244-1033. Heather and Wicked eagerly await your titillating tidbits.
Powered by our friends at The Coolest Place You Don't Know, Turnabout Memories CBD and Boutique in Urbandale.
Laser, good morning. Who's this?
This is Brian in Urbandale.
Brian, tell us something we don't know.
Music venue / bar downtown in the East Village called Woolies. You know why they named it Woolies?
Fans of the Mammoth.
No.
No.
I was going to say something to do with pants.
Nope.
No clue.
That building used to house a Woolworth.
Oh.
Years and years ago.
Oh, that makes sense.
I just found this out about a month ago.
That makes total sense then. I remember Woolworths from my very, very young days back in the 80s. But Woolworths has been gone for a long, long time. Well, Brian, thanks for the fun fact, man. Laser, good morning. Who's this?
Zach.
Zach, tell us something we don't know.
Did you know that nutmeg in high doses is a hallucinogenic?
Yes.
Is it really?
I saw that on Orange is the New Black.
Like, what's a high amount?
Pound.
So if I ate a pound of nutmeg, I would hallucinate.
Yeah, don't do it. You will throw up.
Well, Zach, thanks for the clue for the next festival.
Yep, have a good one.
Later.
Don't do that, Wicked's like, oh, I'm going to do that. Don't do that, Wicked. Oh, I'm going to do that. Let me say bleep on the air. I'll do that,
pound
too.
Pound nutmeg and
Oh, good morning to Wicked.
Good morning. Did you know that even though the blue whale is the largest animal on Earth, it can't swallow anything bigger than a beach ball?
Whoa.
How about that?
Did you know that a snail can sleep for 3 years?
So jealous.
I thought you would be.
I'm so very jealous of that.
And the funny part is their lifespan is 3 to 7 years. So they're sleeping for...
about half their life.
The majority of their life.
Sounds great. 515-244-1033. Tell us something we don't know. It's on Facebook and it's on Twitter, at Laser1033.
The Laser. 515-244-1033.
Laser, good morning. What's your name?
This is Chucky.
Chucky, tell us something we don't know, buddy.
You know why sharks are so mean and vicious?
Why are sharks mean and vicious?
The reason is they never sleep.
It's like the anti-snail.
So you're the snail and I'm the shark, Wicket.
That's about right.
Yes, there you guys got it. Oh, I love you guys. You guys are smart. That's why I hired you.
We love you, Chucky.
Thanks, Chucky.
Hey, you're welcome, buddy. Bye-bye.
Later.
Laser, who's this?
This is Mike.
Mike, where are you calling from?
Going back to go fishing.
Oh, kind of jealous, brother.
Yeah, I went to Red Rock yesterday.
Tell us something we don't know.
Did you guys know what super glue was originally made for?
Was it made to heal wounds real quick like they do for boxers?
Yes, actually. It was made for surgical implement in the World War II. Also, methadone was originally created by the Germans because they ran out of morphine.
Thank you, Germany. Well, dude, do me a favor. Catch a couple of big fish. Send us some pictures, okay? And enjoy your day fishing.
Thank you, sir.
You can toss those photos always up at Laser1033 on Facebook.
I have a sports fun fact for you. I'm sure you're going to use this on your podcast when we jump back into the NFL season, but the New Orleans Saints have the opportunity to do something no team in the history of the NFL has ever done this year, and that is beat all of the bird teams.
Oh, funny.
No one's ever done it before. They play the Falcons twice because they're in their division. They play the Seahawks in Week 5. They play the Arizona Cardinals on Thursday Night Football. They play the Ravens in Week 9 and the Eagles on New Year's Day. No team has ever beaten all five bird teams in the same year. Dallas had a chance to do it a couple of years ago, but they lost to the Eagles in Week 3 or something along those lines. So nobody's ever done it.
Whoa!
And the Saints can go 5-0 against the bird teams in the NFL, which has never been done before.
Is there a bet for that?
I'm sure there is. There has to be some kind of line you can play at DraftKings or something. And I bet those are probably pretty steep odds because that's five wins against some good teams. And I don't know how good New Orleans is going to be this year.
You'll do better putting $5 on that than you did with Rich Strike. And Rich Strike was a good payout.
Your odds were 80-1.
Yeah.
You know? So good luck to the New Orleans Saints.
Did you know Wickets? So you like the sports fun facts.
Of course.
I like the animal fun facts. Did you know that jellyfish are biologically immortal? They don't age and they won't die unless they're killed.
Sounds like a Marvel villain.
Yes!
The jellyfish.
Yeah.
Can't die unless it's killed or something. I did not know that.
There you go.
515-244-1033. Facebook and Twitter at Laser1033. And before 9 o'clock? Is it before 9 o'clock?
Before 9 o'clock.
So in the next 2 hours, keep listening. We're giving you another pair of Slipknot tickets. Don't call now. But listen for that cue to call to go see Slipknot in Kansas City sometime between now and 9 o'clock.
Yeah. But you can call now with your fun facts.
Yes. Yeah.
515-244-1033.
Laser, good morning. Who's this?
Good morning, Laser. It's Carissa.
Carissa!
Carissa! Where are you calling from?
I am in Des Moines.
Carissa, tell us something we don't know.
A human head, after it has been decapitated, will remain conscious for approximately 20 seconds.
That's enough time to get some important stuff done.
Get that last little bit of information out of them?
I mean, no. Okay. Everybody's all like, make a will, make plans. You got 20 seconds.
More death facts with Carissa, the Undertaker.
I love it.
I'm here for you every week, guys. Love you. Have a good day.
You too.
Laser, good morning. Who's this?
This is Scott.
Scott, where are you calling from?
Hello.
Scott, tell us something we don't know.
Ooh. Sorry, somebody told me to call you. And I thought I was going to win something free.
Oh, not yet. Later, we have Slipknot tickets.
Here's something
9.
You did not know. Now is not the time to call and win.
But it's always good to say hi.
Laser, good morning.
Good morning.
Who's this?
This is John Ben.
Where are you at, John?
I'm on my way to Nevada, working at the water treatment plant.
All right, John, tell us something we don't know.
The whiting sharks circle their victims before they eat them. They taste better de-pooped.
They taste better de-pooped?
That's right.
So they're waiting for the fish or whatever they're eating.
Usually the human.
Oh. Is that true or is it a joke?
Well, I'm not sure if it's true, but
okay.
I know in that situation probably would happen.
All right, gotcha.
Well, thanks for the call, man.
They're trying to be funny, Wicket.
So, are we out of fun facts? Do the Hellraisers, are we out of fun facts?
No.
We get a guy calling up to win Slipknot tickets. And we get a guy making a joke about humans pooping themselves before shark attacks.
I have lots of fun facts for you. Like kangaroos will grow until they die, Wicket.
Really? We grow and then we start shrinking. We go the other way. 515-244-1033. Do better, Hellraisers. Do better.
The Laser. 515-244-1033.
Laser, who's this?
This is Alan.
Alan, where you at, bud?
Urbandale.
Alan, tell us something we don't know.
Well, I don't know if you don't know it or not, but a lemon will float and a lime will sink.
I did know this, and the reason I know this...
is because he drinks a lot.
That's not it. They do this experiment on a kids show called For Littles that my kids watch on YouTube a lot. So I did know this.
And he drinks a lot.
And I drink a lot.
I think we all fit in that category.
Al, yes, we do. Alan, great one, man. Thanks for the call.
Later.
Laser, good morning. Who's this?
This is Trisha.
Trisha, where are you at?
Des Moines.
Trisha, tell us something we don't know.
Franklin Roosevelt started the foundation to fight polio. There was a comedian that came up with the term March of Dimes and asked a bunch of people to send in dimes to the White House to start this foundation. They were overwhelmed with truckloads of dimes, and that's why Franklin Roosevelt is on the dime.
Did you know that, Heather?
It's one of those things that I've heard. But I wouldn't have been able to pull it up. So I'm very happy that you brought it up. I used to work a lot with the March of Dimes, March for Babies, and all of that. It's a great organization.
It's good stuff, Trisha. Thank you for the call.
You're welcome.
Have a great day.
515-244-1033 or on Facebook at Laser1033.
Laser, who's this?
Kevin.
Kevin, tell us something we don't know, bud.
The person that invented the lawnmower was for playing soccer. In England.
Oh, so they invented the lawnmower to keep the grass clean or the grass short?
Yes, and the cause and effect is after he invented it, most of your sports took off afterwards.
Huh. I did not know that, Kevin. That is a good fun fact.
So when you're out doing your West Des Moines dad duties, mowing your lawn, Wicket.
You have to do that today.
You're an athlete.
Basically, that's right. Kevin, thank you for shining a light on my athletic prowess.
Thank you.
Later,
have a great day.
You too, bud.
Tell us something we don't know. What says Facebook, Wicket?
Dakota writes, clouded leopards can climb headfirst down trees because their back ankles rotate. They're the only big cat species and one of only three wild cat species that has this ability.
I like it.
And then this one is, I mean, it's a meme, so it's got to be true. Heather writes, giant tarantulas keep tiny frogs as pets. Insects will eat the burrowing tarantula's eggs, so the spiders protect the frogs from predators, and in return, the frogs eat the insects.
Tell us something we don't know.
515-244-1033. Oh, it's up on Facebook and Twitter as well. Just look for the tarantula at Laser1033.
515-244-1033.
My name's Mike from Grimes.
Mike, tell us something we don't know.
The lips on our face is the same skin that's on our butts. It's strange, isn't it?
That matches something that we saw on Facebook, which was the lips are basically the inside of your mouth on the outside.
That's what Addie said.
It threw me off, but I was like, what?
All the body parts we cover, it's weird that our lips are just out there.
You're just out there flapping around.
Mm-hmm.
I know, right?
Hey, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. Y'all have a good day.
You too.
John hanging on.
John, where are you calling from?
Hankinville, Iowa.
John, tell us something we don't know.
In Vietnam, soldiers would flip their cigarettes over. That way, when if they got to the last of that cigarette, it was considered a lucky cigarette since they made it that far.
So that's why people today do it.
Called the lucky.
Huh.
Yep, that's why it's called the lucky cigarette.
Yeah, when I used to smoke, I know people did that all the time. Well, dude, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate you. Don't be a stranger, okay?
All right, thank you.
Have a good day.
We got Mike Evans, the writer.
Mike, tell us something we don't know.
That the original character from Friday the 13th name was not going to be Jason. It was going to be Josh.
Why'd they change it?
I don't know. I'm going to research it much heavier after I get off the phone.
That doesn't feel like it would be nearly as scary. Like, here comes Josh.
Yeah, Josh. Uh-oh.
Jason, though. That's a smart change right there.
Yeah, agreed.
Dude, well, thanks, Mike.
Yeah, thanks.
Also, someone at the internet company is like, why is everyone Googling Josh and Jason from Friday the 13th out of Des Moines today? You might know this one, Wicket, because your wife is into unicorns.
She is a unicorn.
Do you know what a group of unicorns is called?
I used to, but I can't come up with it.
A group of unicorns is called a blessing.
Aww. How about that? Did you know from Andy, did you know that roly-poly bugs are not insects? They're actually a type of crustacean and look like ducks?
Okay.
I did not know that. And somehow Tiffany knows this. If you wait more than 3 years to file your taxes, you won't get a refund.
It's true.
I did not know that.
That happened to me.
So if you put extension, 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 extension forever, you don't get a refund?
You only have 3 years to do it. They don't hold your money.
Get it done.
Yeah. I made that mistake.
Oh, did you?
Made that mistake back in 2012.
Okay. And one more here. This is from Alex, who writes, the barcode scanner doesn't read the black lines. It reads the spaces between the lines.
Oh.
I don't know if that's true or not, but we don't fact check, but that's kind of cool. I thought I'm probably today old when I learned that the barcode scanner reads the space between the lines. 515-244-1033.
Mm-hmm.